News Talk 1450 KFIZ and McNamara and Teal Insurance in Fond du Lac present Did You Know with Julie Hilbert.
Good morning. This is Julie Hilbert from McNamara and Teal Insurance Agency here in Fond du Lac. Today I'm going to talk about what happens with Social Security payments when someone dies. So in most cases, funeral homes notify the government that a person has passed away. If the person was receiving Social Security benefits, a payment is not due for the month of their death. Survivor benefits may be available depending on several factors. There are a couple of things to keep in mind. For starters, a person is due no Social Security benefit for the month of their death. Any benefit that's paid after that month of the person's death needs to be refunded. With Social Security, each payment received represents the previous month's benefit. So if a person dies in January, the check for that month, which would be paid in February, would need to be returned if received. If the payment is made by direct deposit, the banks holding the account should be notified so it can return benefits sent after the person's death. As for benefits available to survivors, if a spouse or qualified dependent already was receiving money based on the decedent's record, the benefit will auto-convert to survivor benefits when the government gets notice of the death. For all other cases, the surviving spouse will need to call Social Security and schedule an appointment to apply for survivor benefits. You cannot do this online. If the widow or widower has reached their full retirement age, they can get decedent spouse's full benefits. They can apply for reduced benefits as early as age 60, in contrast to the standard earlier claiming age of 62. If the survivor qualifies for Social Security on their own record, they can switch to their own benefit any time between ages 62 and 70 if their own payment would be more. An ex-spouse of a decedent also may be able to claim benefits as long as they meet certain specific qualifications. For minor children of a person who died, benefits also may be available as well as to surviving spouse who cares for the kids. Finally, upon the death of a Social Security recipient, survivors are generally given a lump sum benefit of $255. I normally get questions on this quite often when I have working with couples and such, dealing with insurance and things like that. So it's important to know, you know, what happens with that check, if they can qualify under a spouse and which can be higher. So all of those typically are answered by the Social Security office, and of course we have one right here in Fond du Lac. But if that question ever comes up, we can certainly answer that here at McNamara and Teal Insurance and be able to provide all that information in a timely manner, and that would work for you the best. I appreciate the time. I hope you call if you have any questions. Our number is 920-923-2626. We look forward to talking with you.
This has been Did You Know with Julie Hilbert, a presentation of McNamara and Teal Insurance in Fond du Lac and News Talk 1450 KFIZ. For more information, contact McNamara and Teal at 920-923-2626 or online at mtins.net.